Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
And I'm ready. Working. Yes, add the snap. That's what I want to hear. If they ever change this theme song,
okay,
I will have a problem. For a minute, I was like, what's going on? I hope you guys are doing this at home with us. Hello,
I assume
everyone.
They are.
I know.
Especially if they're listening to us on a bus or somewhere where other people
get
can
personal.
See them.
You know, get real with the people. I love it. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Suits After Show. We are Season 4, Episode 12, Respect. If you guys have not already done so, make sure you are subscribed to us on YouTube. Leave us your comments, concerns, or your insults. We're okay with that, too. Make sure to check us out on Twitter at ABTV Suits, all together, not like I did it. Yeah. And check us out as well with our individual Twitters, which we will give you as well. Now that I've got all the business out the way, I'm your host, Stacey Ike, and I want to introduce my lovely co-host. How are you guys doing?
Hi. Doing great.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it. I love seeing you guys here every week. I also forgot to tell you guys to make sure to check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud, because those are both very important, and you want to hear us talk. Okay.
And YouTube, if you want to see our faces.
Yeah, that would be good, too. Thank you.
All the things.
All the, you guys
we don't put
the
makeup on for nothing.
Exactly. Tell them the truth. Shame the devil.
This just doesn't happen, guys.
I did not wake up like this. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
Another episode where I have to say, I told you guys earlier, instead of Panera, I did Lemonade, which is a restaurant here in LA. So a lot more chill. So I kind of came into it a little more relaxed.
Stacey
didn't eat
her stress food.
Yeah, I didn't eat my broccoli soup because I would have been freaking out.
You might be the only person who eats.
It's very specific.
Soup
no, I have
when stressed
what?
Out.
No, that's my thing. It's calm and soothing. That's a whole other story.
It's
we'll talk
cheese.
About it later. It is. It's fun. So we start off this episode, which I absolutely love it because they have this beautiful rooftop scene. You know,
awesome.
I miss when Jessica and Harvey had their rooftop moment. I always love when they do
that. I loved it, and
yes.
I loved the opening music.
Yes.
It was kind of dazzling and fabulous.
Although, speaking of SoundCloud, I want to give another shout out to the Suits SoundCloud.
Seriously.
Or the Songs in Suits SoundCloud.
They tweeted. Since when did Suits play music all the time? Suits has a great sound.
But every episode.
But now it's like it's more distinct because they're like I was like singing to some of the songs. I'm like, I know these songs. You know, before it was like it felt like background music, but it was very clear this episode. I noticed that too.
Well, I have to the Lewis Litt cup is back.
It's back.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's returned.
Yes, thank God.
And big thanks to Rick Hoffman for following all of us.
Yes.
On Twitter.
So
it was very
amazing.
Sweet of you. We
thank
love
you, thank
and adore
thank
you.
You. Yes.
But the opening, the green screen.
Yes.
It was a really bad green screen.
So I was kind of sad because I was like, oh no, they're really on a rooftop. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I suspended. You know, I suspended.
But it just looked overly glamorous.
Right.
I think that's what
like
it
a video
just,
game.
It looked like so. It looked too beautiful because that's what when I first saw them. You know, just got her chiffon on and looking so fabulous. I was like,
she
yes.
did.
That's what made me be okay.
Oh my gosh,
that first shoot. I mean, I was like, you are sexy, girl. You about to yell at Harvey in that? So you know. I love that part. But yes, there was a moment I'm like, this is almost too glamorous. Like, it can't be real. So that was a little hard to.
They really trick the viewers, though, because I've told you guys last week, my boyfriend's a really big fan. I'm like, well, you know, they shoot this in Toronto. Right. Like, that is not a New York skyscraper.
Right.
Like,
no.
So, you know,
the location is definitely. Locations are great. Amazing. Oh, yeah. Like that coffee shop that they were in.
Oh, yeah.
And the bar. Yeah. It made me want to go to Toronto.
Yes, when he yells at the professor in that little area. Where he was with the professor, where he met up with him, I'm like, is this a hotel? Like, where is this?
I almost had to, like, rewind so I could pay attention to the storyline.
Because I was just too busy. I'm like, wait, wow, the brown match the flower.
That's the thing about suits. They're so distracting with everything, the detail.
They're just very really detailed, detail. Yes. I was paying attention
to the Emmys. Get on it.
I know.
Please.
I love that we are trying to get them together. Next year, we're going to be sitting right next to them. Hopefully,
like, we're trying to get guests onto this show
them.
To help ourselves. Nicole is just like, no, just get them an Emmy. Yeah.
No,
I don't even care.
We agree 100%. I love it. I love it. I love it. So we get into this episode, and Jessica starts saying, look, you need to cover my butt with what I told Jeff, which I knew was going to come back again, but it came right back.
Oh,
again.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. I didn't realize it'd be like an underlying thing this episode. So that was cool. And you saw Harvey's reaction. What did you guys think? He kind of was like, I don't want to clean up your mess. This is annoying. We keep cleaning up each other's mess. When are we going to get out of this? And I'm like,
I loved how he was like, we gave him an olive leaf and now we're just giving it to his feet.
I was like, and the S word has dropped again.
Oh, yes.
There was a lot of it this episode again. Donna threw some out there. I was like, this is crazy.
They're S crazy over there.
Yes.
I like it.
You were so right.
They're using it effectively.
Yeah. I think the first episode we were just shocked. We were like, oh my gosh, what's happening?
Yeah. But now they're using it to their advantage.
Right. I don't have a problem with Jessica asking people to cover her dirty work because everyone covers. She covers everyone. Like, come on. Everybody better calm down. Like,
it wasn't some big
deal.
And the overarching theme of the episode is we're a team.
Right.
We're a group of people moving towards a common goal.
Right.
And if you aren't moving towards that common goal, you're more worried about yourself. You're more worried about all these other things. Mm-hmm. You're hindering the common goal, which is us as a group to get somewhere, us as a group to do something.
I don't know if they've even figured that out yet, like to get back to the place. I mean, hopefully, maybe after this episode, because we kind of saw.
I think Donna talked it into Lou.
Yes,
I was going to wear a shirt that said Team Donna today, and I thought you guys were going to laugh.
Aaron, will you please send us some? I know those exist. Like, please, Aaron, I know they exist. I will wear it probably every day.
Though I have to say, after this episode, I would wear a Team Rachel shirt.
She came from it. You guys, okay, hold on. We can't skip ahead. I know y'all forget. Sorry.
We'll
okay.
Get there later,
so we get to Harvey's back in the office, and then my favorite combo, the Mike and Harvey show, starts back up again.
This week.
I wrote down the Iceman and Mark joke. I was like, what's happening? What are they talking? This show is written so well. It's so intricate. Like you said, it pays attention to detail, and they're making this underlying joke as they're talking about a case. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Like, what's happening? I had to rewind for that. So what did you guys think overall with the initial we're back in the sack situation?
I liked it. I felt like, okay, we're back at work now.
Mm-hmm.
We're back at work now.
Yes.
And it was that this whole episode we saw throughout that sort of quippy dialogue between Harvey and Mike, especially that sort of brotherly partner in crime thing that they have that I think we all just kind of adore.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if we focus on, do you guys want to focus on Mike and Harvey right now? Because there are many things to say.
Oh, yes.
So if we focus on them and the case and everything they dealt with, from the bathroom scene to the end of it where he said.
The bathroom.
Yes, I was going to say. I was like, we're back to the bathroom. We're back.
More scenes in the bathroom.
I was like, I didn't see one last episode. What the heck? So I was very happy to see that. A lot of things happen in the bathroom, as you guys know.
Yes,
it's the other character. It's like Norma. But I thought that was really funny. And just their interaction this episode it went so brotherly. I was so happy, but I was like, oh my, this is crazy. Like, Harvey has done a really 360 for us. I mean, I don't know what it would look like if he ever went back. Because from the gratitude to taking him out for a drink, I was like shocked. I don't know. What did you guys think?
Well, I was glad that Mike proved his point and he allowed Harvey to kind of see where he was coming from. Because before their conversation, I was talking to my boyfriend, and I'm like, oh, God, Mike's got to convince Harvey to really take him on and settle this case because it's only going to benefit the both of them. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, but after the conversation, in the bathroom, he was like, all right, maybe you have a point, and so does Mike.
That's the thing. I feel like Harvey was very convinced by, even though, of course, it wasn't, like, totally outward, but by his actions. Everything he did was a direct, I wrote that down, was a direct, you know, action from what Mike said. And then he was saying, like, are you gloating? He was like, no, I just want you to know that everything you did is because I said it. And he was like, that's gloating. And I was like, well, if the shoe fits, Harvey. So that was pretty funny. What did you guys have to add to that?
It's just so nice that you can see that Harvey respects Mike at a level now where anything, when Mike can say that to him. If you go back to previous seasons, Mike's even said that stuff and Mike had been totally off base, you know, but now Mike knows Harvey enough that they're just very tuned in with one another. Right. And I just, so I really liked it.
I think it's great.
I liked how the Professor Gerard said, oh, Mike is your associate. And I just remember thinking, like, is Mike anyone's associate?
I know, right?
I think Mike is just a senior associate.
Just a lawyer.
Who works mainly with
Mike is
Harvey.
Just the...
Yeah.
I'm going to say things that I'm not going to say that right now. I was going to be like, Mike's the bullshitter that gets away with everything. That's what I'm going to call him.
Well, no, but he's that good.
He is. That's what I'm saying. He has his own lane, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But.
This episode, somewhere along the line, it clicked into my mind. Oh, wait, that's right. He has this incredible memory where he knows
Oh, yeah.
Could be with, we'll get to the card counting, but I kind of had forgotten about that.
Very true.
For a while.
Because
that's
see it too
the
much.
Premise of the show. And it's always nice to be reminded of that, which this episode did.
That was cool. I mean, with that, we can jump right into the overall case. Mm-hmm. So we have this professor that Harvey, you know, had to deal with back in his day. And we've mentioned him before. So that was cool to see him, you know, back in the scene and everything. When he came in, I was like, oh my God, I definitely remember this guy. And I wrote down the moment that he saw Lewis when he came into the office. And Lewis said, I can help you. I can help you. And I just literally wrote another moment of wanting to be Harvey. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis, what? Why? Why won't you just be yourself? What's annoying? It's hard for me to see sometimes because he was just so, you know, he went out his way to try to figure out how to get it, you know, involved in that case, blah, blah, blah. And then when Harvey told him, hey, he never even wanted you, I wrote down, did you guys think he should have kept that to himself?
No, I love
that
moment.
Really?
It was kind of,
I loved
for what
it.
Lewis has been doing the past episode and a half, it was necessary.
Every comeback.
Yeah. It was necessary to say, dude, like any other week, I would spare your feelings. Mm-hmm. Not today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or in the next week or so.
Yeah,
he had it coming. But like really just every single comeback from Donna to Harvey, Jessica, in this episode, even Rachel, you know, like he had it coming.
Yeah, so I love how everybody just gave it to him. I wrote
that's
several
true.
Times. It was like, this person stuck it
that's
to Lewis.
True. That's yeah. true. I love it.
And
I love
every
it.
Time I was like, woo.
Well, because it's the title of the episode is Respect. Right. And Lewis wants the respect of a senior partner.
Right.
And for whatever reason, he's not understanding that respect is earned.
Yes.
There are multiple ways to earn respect. And at the end of the episode, he commands it with Jeff.
Yes.
But it's taking him a while to understand that the respect of your peers.
Yes.
Because I think up until now, he was more worried about the respect of his subordinates.
Yes.
Which he commands.
He also
Of the associates.
I think he thinks that his peers also owe him a certain type of respect. Because there's I think, yes, you're right, it's earned. But there is a respect that comes with being a senior partner that's automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jessica, Harvey, Mike, they all understand that. But when he did it, I don't want to say a baby, but I didn't like how he wrote down, you know, he said something about, I want Harvey's clients. And he was like, okay, cool. And then he's like, but I want the respect that comes with it. I'm like, what?
You can't, like, that's
I'm
not,
like,
I what, can't,
you
I,
can't just
I,
say, like, yeah, here. Like, I want you to give me, yeah,
I can't I give that to you.
I'm like, dude, that's, nah, girl, this looks really good. I need to get that cup.
Yeah.
I remember writing that down being like, question mark, are you serious? Because I'm like, it's not about that. You're missing the point. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's that. But so we get back into the case, and Professor Gerard comes to visit Harvey and says, hey, I need your help to get me out of this tiff. And I start thinking, all right, let's rumble.
Huh.
And then he turns him down immediately.
Yeah.
Did you guys agree, disagree, think he's crazy, think the chip on his shoulder was biting in his shoulder? What'd y'all think?
Yeah, for sure. I thought that it was the wrong choice, and I was crossing my fingers that Mike was going to get him out of it, which he did.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. Didn't bother me.
No, he didn't even care.
No.
Well, I figured he would definitely eventually take the case.
Yeah.
But it was a matter of just... I kind of liked Harvey just going, you know what? I don't need to help everyone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. He was saying that you know, I thought it was all about winning. All of a sudden, you have this conscience, and I'm like, let Harvey have a conscience. I like when he has a conscience. Right. It looks good on
him. And to be fair, Harvey always had a conscience.
The wins, I don't feel like we're all just so false and terrible. But go ahead, sorry.
No, he just always reveals, I feel like, that he will always come out on top, and there will always be a good stand-up guy within Harvey, too. Mm-hmm. Like, despite the fact that he has this reputation of being, you know, the a-hole or this or that, at the end of the day, he's a really stand-up guy. Right. And he's the kind of guy you want to have your back. Yeah. And that's why even his worst enemy came to him for help.
Right. And he said, I never thought you'd not represent somebody just because you didn't like
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Yeah. That was an interesting point. I was like, why are we not allowing Harvey to have a moment? He doesn't want to represent you. I mean, once this episode kept going, I understood more of why. But you're right. I didn't have a problem with him turning him down. But I did want to see how much Mike's influence would work on him. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a very cool, like, you know, parallel in a sense. So then we go into Mike convincing him, bathroom scene. And then, you know, Harvey goes to see Professor Gerard and says, hey, tell me everything. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And he tells him, and I did not believe that you could have $25,000 in your bank account in cash
with
you. And not have taken a bribe. So I was like, yeah, he's lying. Like, you know, I mean.
There are other reasons, for sure.
But since Harvey wasn't allowing him to say them, I was upset by that. I'm like, Harvey, can you give him a chance? Because I don't know. If you don't know, I'm never going to know.
Yeah. It's so funny, too, how he was like, he said, I won it in an underground poker game, which is why you can't use it as my alibi.
Right.
So he was giving a false alibi, saying that you couldn't use it as an alibi. It was this whole thing.
I'm like, you're a tricky liar. And it was just so interesting just how it, you know, kind of came full circle in the sense that Harvey had such admiration for this person, even though it was kind of hidden.
Mm.
And then that person ends up letting him down. And right. Harvey cannot handle when people let him down by BT dubs. Like, I see it a lot. He's one of those people who can, he's everyone he puts on a pedestal, which is like three. He literally has only, you know, if you,
well,
one of you guys come
it's
down,
so rare.
It's so rare. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you can actually make it up there, you better not F up.
I love it. Yeah. So then we see Donna come. Do her Donna thing. Where is my t-shirt, Aaron? Anyway, so do my her Donna thing and says, look, this guy doesn't respect you, so you're not giving into it and you won't take this case. Get over it and help us get on the team. Help us move on. How did you guys think about her chiming in as she does and whatnot?
I thought it was a bit too much. Like, he said, not now, Donna. Not like this is not the time. And she's like, it is the time. And I thought, actually, no, it's not.
Right.
This actually really isn't any of your business. I love you, Donna.
I love you.
But I disagree.
I disagree because without her input and without her coming into it, he kind of really could have screwed things up. With, you know, she's always the point person, and maybe I know what you mean by it's not her place, but at the same time, she is the secretary and kind of his right hand lady. So she's got to keep him on his toes.
Right.
But here's the thing about it. This episode, what was more at stake, I think, was the emotional journey for Harvey. Because if this case got dropped, it had no bearing on him whatsoever.
True.
The firm
wasn't
going to be in trouble. He wasn't going to lose a ton of money.
Right.
There was nothing there. If anything, this case cost him money. There was nothing about it that was dire for the firm. It was all about that emotional healing in a way that ultimately he got from helping this
guy out.
It was cool.
Which he did. Yeah. It was like the full circle. Like I said, once you invite, even though it is Mike, once you comfortably invite him for a drink and buy and do all this cute stuff at the, I was like, Harvey.
They're like friends and mentors and like not super mean to each other.
It's good.
Which, by the way, do you see that Patrick Adams is now a producer on the show?
Yes.
Did you see that at the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
I was meant to screenshot that and send it to you guys, but I literally, like, my eyes got so big. I'm like, what's happening? They're contributing the ideas too. Like,
which is great.
Both of them. Yeah. That is wonderful. That is so incredible. Congratulations. But go ahead.
Well, that's a thing that happens. Like,
it happens all the time.
No,
but
sure,
if you star
but
on a show long enough,
you.
But I wasn't surprised with Gabriel Mock because Gabriel Mock's been around for a while.
Right.
Patrick's
new
to me.
So
I thought that was really exciting for Patrick.
Yes.
Especially if you're going to be directing episodes.
Absolutely.
You're in the meetings about the tone of the show and the direction you're heading and like all the big.
Mm-hmm. Another reason for an Emmy.
She keeps
it
hashtag
is a great plug.
Hashtag Emmy for suits.
Seriously, run your account.
I don't know what
seriously.
I'm gonna do.
Oh
but,
my gosh, I'll pick out your
we
clothes.
We could start.
I got you, girl. So I wanted to you know, take a break from the case because we're going to jump into right after we're in the middle of Harvey dealing with the case, and then you have Helluis. Okay, so he wants a client, and he wants one really badly, and he
wants one of Harvey's.
Yes,
specifically.
Exactly. And with that, he the way he goes about it, when Donna slickly gave him the folder and said, "Hey, this is one of Harvey's first clients, and it's all yours now," blah blah blah, and he was like, "Okay, I got something." Did you see the interaction between Donna and Lewis? And she was like, you know, when she basically said, "Get on the team." All that argument.
Yeah.
What did you go? I mean, because that was the Donna moment I did love. I didn't love, you're right, I didn't love the Harvey, I'm going to yell at you moment. But mm-hmm. when she set Lewis straight, oh my gosh, she was like, "I want you to grow up." I was like,
I think this is my favorite Donna moment.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. of the whole series so far, I feel this is my favorite because she was able to explain to Lewis why everything has happened
exactly.
up to right now.
We hold our prey. She was like, we take care of our own. That was so mm-hmm. cool.
And if anyone has been on Team Lewis, it has been Donna.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so for him, really just dismissing her because of this
Ugh.
Whole thing.
Right.
And you could just see that she was just exhausted. She had had enough. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't taking it anymore. Mm-hmm. And she let him know it. And she let him know it.
Yeah,
in a very entertaining way.
And it was good for her to explain it properly. That it's not personal.
Yes.
That I didn't tell you about Mike, because you, me, Mike, Harvey, we're all on a team,
mm-hmm.
and we're all trying to be the best law firm and get our caseloads done. And part of that team is that you can't
not
know about.
Sabotaging
I can't
people.
Tell you
yes.
about Mike.
Yes. Right. And I just the sentence he said, "You've been lying to me every day since Mike got here." I'm like, dude, she doesn't talk to you about Mike. I don't
Not
know.
To mention every
your
day.
I'm like, your definition of lying is just really, really crazy.
What about the days Mike isn't there?
Exactly.
What
I'm
about
like,
the days
okay,
you didn't happen
to
speak about
what
Mike?
What about the weekend? I mean, oh my God.
It was like when like, get over it. She first goes into his office to give him the case. She said the thing about how you have such a strong emotional response to things. And he goes, No, I don't.
God, yeah.
And she goes, really?
You ready, Fatty Baldy?
She gets up and he's like,
I was like, you better. I was like, oh my, Fatty Baldy?
Fatty Baldy.
I literally wrote that. I'm
think
like,
she really hit home with mentioning Katrina awesome. And Rachel, too, mm-hmm. because I feel like without that, it really wouldn't have hit him, mm-hmm. hit him in the soft spot and make him go, oh, wow. She's got a really big point.
Yeah.
As much as she made her point about the team effort, you know, I think that really was a good.
Also, apparently restless leg syndrome kills 14 people per hour.
Yeah.
That now we know.
Can we Google
that? The more you know.
I meant to Google that. Only if Katy Perry flies by.
Exactly. It makes the arc go. I love it. You guys are hilarious. So, speaking of Rachel, we get to the point that he gets one of Harvey's clients, and now he needs his fake paralegal friend, kind of associate, not really sure because he treats her like crap, Rachel.
Yeah.
And his, when he walked into her office, immediately I was like, okay, I need a lit up mug because you're doing too much right now, Louis. I mean, I had to put the lemonade down and look
like,
at the TV.
This is arson.
Lemonade
this
is food, not just a random drink. But anyway, so I was like, I mean, he was really rude.
Oh, so rude.
I understand. When he treats everyone else like that, it's like they can hold their own. But, you know, we have the sensitive spot for Rachel because sometimes she, like, bows down. And I'm like, Rach, come on, get up.
Yeah.
But I love
she came
how
right. Yes.
She kept
yes,
trying to
she
tell
did.
Him. Like, really,
yes,
really kept
she
trying
did,
to tell
she
him.
Did. She
and
did.
Finally realized that there was no way he was going to listen. And you could see her face sort of turn where it was almost devious.
Yeah, right.
She was like,
okay, you want it?
She was like, fine.
I'm glad she did that.
Me too, because that's the thing. I was so glad she did that, but I hated how he came back. He was like, how could you not tell me? I'm like, you must have forgot what just happened.
Yeah. You treated her like a paralegal who is someone who hands you the file.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Made her get out of her seat.
Oh, that was such a good beat.
Way too
much. I wasn't sure what was going on for a second. I was like,
way to go. But
if you treat an associate like a paralegal, and then you don't have the information an associate would have given you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You have no one to blame but yourself.
Exactly.
And Lewis isn't okay with blaming himself for anything, as we know.
Oh,
he
yeah.
cannot handle that. So his meeting with the client goes totally left.
I love that client.
And
I love that client.
She was like, yes, I know. I was like, what does Harvey do? He just like hangs out with her? That's
I think so.
Very interesting.
Barely, because she was like, I love Harvey.
I was like,
me too, girl.
Together.
I was like, that's impossible. If he sleeps with her, I will lose my mind. Oh my, that's what because it sounded like that, but I was like, because she was like, I haven't seen your package, so it's all good. And I was like, So I'm not really sure what that means. But yes, I love how he was like, what are we, he was like, what are we doing at dinner? He like got upset. I'm like, relax, relax. This is your first
you're
time.
In a, you're
room.
In a nice place, Lewis.
Yes, I'm like,
you're making a scene.
Exactly. I feel like that's usually Lewis's forte too.
Right.
You know, where he's like, oh, let's have food and do the whole thing.
So he just wanted to be there to prove
he
something.
Was trying to one up Harvey at that dinner. Mm-hmm. And like,
wasn't paying attention.
She just didn't.
It didn't happen.
That's just not how
even
she.
With the entire case, he just wanted to find a way to get ahead of Harvey, mm-hmm. and of course, it slapped him back in the face
as he deserved very much. So we come back to the office, and he yells at Rachel, and she, what did you guys think about her response? Because he said, "We're staying here all night. Put your bag down." That kind of thing.
Her response was perfect.
She said she's capable of putting her personal aside to do her job, mm-hmm. and that was a target to him.
Yeah, because you're clearly not.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
Like, it's my job to make sure this is fixed.
I know. I'm like, girl, let me get that coat. Yes. Yeah. I was like, let me get that coat.
Not good at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, I'm like, you obviously didn't work. You didn't leave your office today. What the heck?
Gosh.
So,
for the record, I assume Rachel didn't realize Lewis was going to send emails to board members. Like, I figured he would just look stupid in a meeting.
Right.
I think if Rachel knew that it would possibly lose them a client or money, she wouldn't have done that.
No, I agree. Right. I don't think she's necessarily malicious. I think she was like, okay, I'm just trying to tell you a little bit. And I feel like what she meant to tell is that the client, this is not going to be that kind of dinner. It's a hangout dinner. That's what I thought.
Something simple. Or everything she knows. If she's been Harvey's associate this long, she would know. Mm-hmm.
She did.
Like,
she just said, you wouldn't let me get a word out.
Right.
Yeah, like, no, that client just pretty much just wants to hang out with cool lawyers.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Like they said, too, like they're trying to let her go. Like they don't really want her as a client anymore.
Or I think the name partners don't want her as a client. Mm-hmm. I actually want to know a little more about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're not explaining, like, why is she not a good client? Are her billable? It sounds like she doesn't need their help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that her billables are probably really low.
I'll take you on as a client. We can go have dinner
done.
Together.
I was like, if you pay him, we're good. Right? I love it.
Gladly.
The lawyer would pay.
if she's
the client, yeah, the lawyer would pay.
I guess that would totally work. But I'm working.
But she's still paying you oodles of money.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, so I'm just taking out of that oodles and paying for my noodles. Okay, great. Love it. So we go to Mike interviewing Professor. And, oh my gosh, I did not expect that. I did not expect that.
There felt like there needed to be more to this story.
Oh, obviously, mm-hmm.
But I didn't think it would be that. I thought we'd get more of the opposing lawyer, Brady.
Yes.
Brady,
Garrett
Brady.
Yes.
I thought we'd get more Garrett Brady versus the two of them.
Right.
But that's why I think also going back to it being more of an emotional journey than the actual case, that it didn't matter.
That it's not a case.
Right.
Yeah. Because I was surprised too that we didn't get more of it.
Also, we get a little Easter egg here that Mike Ross was kicked out of Atlantic City for counting cards.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get a flashback, please?
Yeah.
Well, he mentioned it.
Next episode is a lot of flashbacks. I'm like, what else do I not know about you guys? Tell me everything.
I hate seeing Mike as like
the old guy,
sad, you know, scheming.
Before him. No, I love that Mike.
Do you?
Really?
That
Mike is so creative, and he became this Mike. And if he could, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how he did so much crazy stuff, running over bikes and taking people's tests, smoking weed. I want to see everything.
Yeah. Flashback Mike.
It was probably their idea, too, a little bit to start putting in some flashbacks.
Extra stuff. Yeah, because it has been very current for a while. And there was a time when we first started that we got a lot of that. So it is going to be cool to see her back.
Also, I initially thought that Professor Gerard cheated at poker in an underground poker game.
Gotcha.
But this makes way more sense that he wasn't there at all.
Yeah. I want to know. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, please go ahead.
I just want to know what the money was for.
Me
I was
going
to say. I'm like,
I thought we were going to find out.
Made no sense that you took $25,000 for a bribe. I honestly still didn't believe it at the end. I'm like, that doesn't $25,000
only. Only if he had a really good reason to use it would it make any sense.
So he asked the student?
Yeah,
we're going to find out later that he's...
I hope you don't.
This guy's, well, I don't know.
I hope we don't. I hope this is left as the circumstances are unimportant.
You might
This is what ethics are.
Right.
And it's unimportant that you could be helping your mom who has cancer. Yeah. We don't know.
That's not unimportant to me, though. Unfortunately, that I kind of feel bad and kind of.
Well, that's a thought.
But to someone who taught Harvey Specter ethics,
yeah.
And Harvey Specter, every time he did something shady or against what that professor tells him, had to like live with the shame of not living up to what that professor told him to. Yeah, he should never know that there was a really good reason to bend the rules, and then
he didn't want to know, which was
I guess.
But
so,
I like that too.
That
this
that.
Should never come out.
And then he says, "I got it." I was like. Stand-up guy.
Yeah.
That was Specter.
But it was also kind of like, okay, thanks, Harvey, whatever.
I know.
It was cool. I got it. Yeah, he was like, see ya. Yeah. He did not say thank you. I was like, I didn't hear any words after that. Yeah. Is it over?
I thought it was
wiping the slate clean with the two of them, because it was like Harvey versus Henry at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it has to do with Mike a little. He knows about Mike. He revealed that. And I felt that this whole episode.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I feel like, yes, there was the emotional point, but it's also like he knows and he can dig and easily find out, which he did.
That was scary when he said that. He was like, yeah, when I was done being interviewed by your crazy associate, I looked him up because I couldn't have. I think he was saying I was so impressed as in I didn't teach him like that. You know what I mean?
Because
Mike isn't Harvey, and they have very different, even though they have very great skills, mm-hmm. maybe Harvey wouldn't have picked up on that. Maybe. Well, you know, I mean.
And studious people like to stay studious, that they keep the records of all the people that come through.
Right.
Like, there are film professors who will, when I do win that Oscar,
yes.
will dig up the short films I did in their class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, studious people
to sell
just.
To TMZ. Yeah.
They're all on YouTube.
Right. Oh, dang, okay.
But the idea that you're studious and you take your craft that serious,
right.
you're going to keep the records of the people who've come through mm-hmm. just to see how they've grown, and you're able to show mm-hmm. people how they grow. That's something professors do.
That's true.
They also take bribes. That's a high...
they also take bribes.
That's a high amount of money.
From experience?
No.
I went
to film school. There's no need to bribe.
Oh, no.
There's no need to bribe.
Right. That's funny. That? Yeah, I thought it was very interesting that he was like, so, yeah, Mike, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And then when Mike asked him, and it's so interesting because Mike was so scared. Like, I didn't realize, I don't know, I had a deep breath for him. I'm having one now. Oh, my God, I love you. Anyway, sorry, I throw that in there.
If I ever went to your place, you'd have, like, a shrine of Mike.
No, it's not that bad. I just love people that are amazing in their craft. And this whole show, we don't even have to do that again. You'll see it on my Facebook. So, anyway, with that said, at the end, when Mike asked him, you know, I thought he knew. Oh, my gosh, deep breath. I thought that's why you brought me here. And he mm-hmm. was like, and you can see Harvey's contemplating moment where he was like, yep, that's what it was. Or mm-hmm. should I protect him? So I just thought that was such a, wow, Harvey, you've learned so many lessons. You really are his big brother, his mentor, or whatever. That was a cool moment.
Yeah, he was like, mother hen.
I do feel like he's going to come back and bite him in the butt, though. I feel like Mike's not... I feel like one day we're going to find out.
Well, yeah.
And he's going to be like, but he knows. Or maybe it's nothing and it's away, because I kind of hope it's nothing.
I think this kind of has to go... Like, the Professor Gerard of it all, like, because of what the $25,000 was for, I think we don't see Professor Gerard ever again.
Because that would kind of upset.
Or he's like just kind of in the arsenal. So right.
Yeah, like he's
later down the road. Too. They can always use him as a tool to bring back.
Although I will say
it wasn't open. Yep.
Although I will say, if somebody does come out of left field and like throw a wrench seasons down the line, it should be the kid that Mike met with the law school student.
That student
will have a serious axe to grind. He's clearly very brilliant. And he knows that this law firm only hires Harvard people.
Yeah. Right.
And he's going to remember Mike Ross specifically mm-hmm. because he was like, well, I had a deal. And he's like, well, here's your first lesson in law school. Deals change.
I was like,
ooh, yeah, and he was really cocky in that meeting.
Yeah, yep. Mike does that sometimes.
But that would be awesome if we just don't have any inkling of it for like four seasons. And then on the fourth season, it's like, sup.
Oh my gosh.
Sup, remember me?
Yeah.
Deals change.
Right, deals change. Here's my paper.
That's a solid point.
That is a great point. There's a few people we should bring back. Remember his, Harvey's like, I feel like his biggest enemy, the guy he was boxing with, that other opposite lawyer with really suave hair.
He's come back once or twice.
Yeah. He has. But I want
him. He's going to keep coming back.
I like him coming back because it's always brings out this crazy, amazing part of Harvey and Mike again.
While we're on long-term predictions, every physical season, because they break the seasons up into two parts, every physical season so far, the law firm has changed names.
Ah. Mm.
So
that's really annoying.
Mm-hmm. So we're at the end of season four?
Yep.
Four. Yep. So season five, which will be the next
chunk. If they change...
They're going to have to...
take Lit out.
They're going to change the law firm's name again.
You think so?
Oh my
God, we cannot jump in predictions. Oh my God.
No, that's a long-term prediction. Right. This is the time for long-term predictions.
Oh my gosh. I'm thinking, what's Rachel's last name?
Zane.
Okay, so...
That's...
So, I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to say no right now.
Papa Zane can find his way there.
She will become a lawyer, and she proved that this episode.
Yes,
but
she will.
If Zane winds up on the wall, it's because of her dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
Her dad will become a partner
I don't like that.
See, but that's a long-term prediction. Season five.
I don't want
the name has to change.
I'm not mad at that. That is a very good point. Mm-hmm. I like it. So then we get into Jeff and Jessica a little bit. So first of all, they're making out in the office.
Another little romantic.
That's a little.
Dinner.
It was a little much for me. I'm like, it's not that dark.
Not everybody knows about them, right?
Yeah. Barely anyone. Knows
I think
about
a couple
that.
Of the things I wrote was A, that's unprofessional.
Yes.
B, yeah, that looks like a really nice meal to cook in just a break room.
Right. Yes.
Like a break room kitchen.
He admitted it.
He ordered it. Yeah. Definitely.
No, I thought he was just an amazing cook.
No.
So much so that he doesn't even need all the proper supplies.
You have time to cook when you're a lawyer.
I know. I'm like, don't even lie to us. Were you doing work? Like, just a few months ago? It was funny because I do love seeing them have like romantic moments because we barely get to see it, and I wanted Jessica to have a romantic life this time around.
But she's not giving it her all.
She's still not.
She feels bad.
Well, and
she has nothing to feel bad for. You're the boss. So. It's fine. Who cares? I need to fix my relationship life. But I'm like, who cares?
That's just she really loves him.
That's what I mean.
That
I'm
guilt
like,
that's harping on
but
her.
But if she really. I don't know.
She can't tell
if she really
him.
Loved him, she should be working on an exit strategy for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To leave,
because we're getting to a point with this whole situation that it's going to end bad, and Jeff's going to probably go elsewhere.
Ugh.
It's going
to... This is also, like, their relationship hasn't been that long.
I know.
You know, so for such a big secret...
Right.
Of course you want to have trust in a relationship, but that is such a... huge professional secret that just to tell him without really fully knowing his character, I don't blame him.
Another reason she might have been uneasy too is because we didn't see that scene at the end of the episode where Lewis goes and was saving her because she was still unsure, and I think that ultimately now maybe we'll see a little more ease.
Because he did end up having her back.
I think as long as they both work there, their personal relationship will never be good.
Mm-hmm.
Their personal relationship will always get in the way because he'll always want that type of access to her personally,
which is so unnecessary.
Yeah.
So unnecessary given that he works there. If he didn't work there, he wouldn't need to know all this information because he wouldn't need to know the context.
Yes, I agree. So we only have a few minutes left. Were there any moments that you guys have to make sure we mention or that we got them all?
We just missed one thing, I think.
What?
Ooh.
When Joan told Lewis that she was an unwanted account.
And he found out.
He was like, defeated.
Completely defeated.
The thing about Lewis is he gets defeated by the smallest things. To me, I'm like, I don't care. I mean, maybe you're right because he is seeking after Harvey's respect and after their respect. So it's tough. But in my head, I was like, fight them. Who cares? Be the best to them, whatever. But I mean, even Joan, she came at it like, I don't really need you. I don't really care what y'all do. So I guess that was a hard thing.
We did talk about that a little bit and how Donna kind of
get on the team.
Through feeling bad.
Get
about
on the team.
But that's your job now.
Right. Yeah. So if you want a client, we gave you one. You didn't specify. Mm-hmm. So come on with it. So I don't want to see that defeated side of Lewis anymore. I feel like he had a moment at the end where he was like, look, shake head. It was like so subtle. Oh my God.
I think we're going to see his attitude change drastically by next episode.
Yeah.
I just want them all to thrive in the next couple episodes.
Yes.
And I want to see some... like success stories and no more moping around.
Angst and a lot of anger and that's cool sometimes, but I'm definitely ready. Oh my gosh, I didn't see one Rachel and Mike scene this episode.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know how I feel about that. So didn't see them together, but I know they're in love. And I love seeing Rachel stand up for herself and I love seeing Donna stand up for herself. And I just want to see them now. Let's get on. Now you know you pissed off Rachel. Now you know she was the only one rooting for you. I want flowers on her desk.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. I want flowers on her desk.
That's what happens, though.
Yeah.
Are we moving to
let's jump right into it. Let's end it off with some predictions.
Bam.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
Oh no.
Predictions.
Wow, it's so
the Twilight.
All right, you guys. What are you thinking?
I have one prediction.
Awesome.
And it ties into Jeff Malone.
Cool. Ooh.
Jeff Malone, I think by the end of this season, this chunk we're watching, he and Jessica cannot stand together if they work together. I think he's eventually going to find out about Mike Ross, mm-hmm. or he's going to find out about just something else, and or he's going to, like, there's going to be something else where he and Jessica are going to have to break up. It's going to end poorly. He's going to run back to the SEC and create this.
No.
He's going to create a huge mess
so
again.
Bad.
Juicy.
No, I don't.
What?
That's my prediction.
She's like, I don't want that. Make it
so that's bad. My prediction. So the end of this season, me. He's going to create. He's going to throw a huge wrench because we're going to spend the most of this season. It's going to be a bit of a misdirection. We're going to spend most of the season trying to Lewis finally joining the team.
Yeah.
Also, quick note: Lewis Litt does know that Mike Ross went to law school or didn't go to law school.
Yes.
And thank you to Aaron Korsh, the creator of the show, for clarifying that
yes.
with all of us.
Right.
He knows that Mike didn't go to law school.
We read your comments. We know that you think
yes.
we're crazy.
Yeah, and all the YouTube commenters that were fairly immediate in
yeah.
telling me.
Yeah,
fairly.
Right when
incorrect.
I got home, we leave the show at 5. I got home at 5:30. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No,
that's pretty funny.
That's not me hating. We all need comments like
yeah.
that
oh,
to
yeah,
help
no,
us
we
know
love
if,
it.
We're,
oh, yeah.
if we're just
keep
factually
us on track.
Incorrect.
Keep mm-hmm. us on track. We
and
love
that's
it.
My only one prediction. That's my one prediction.
I love it. What's up, Warren?
Gosh, I agree with Steve.
I like it.
And like I said, I think we're going to see a huge change in Lewis come mm-hmm. next episode. And yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I agree with Steve as well. But I also think maybe in the next episode, now that we're doing some flashbacks, maybe something from the past is going to provoke, you know, a new spin, a new twist in maybe Mike's secret or mm-hmm. just within the firm, with the team to kind of break them up again. Maybe we'll see them all come together and kind of like power through and then like something will ultimately
that's
break
right
them up
I forgot that's we have yeah. flashback
love flashback episodes
I
on
love
the show
it too. I cannot wait
It'd
okay
be good.
Cool I just want to know why Mike can't just go to college like or why can't
oh,
you
yeah.
just go to law why can't you just go
because
to law school on the sly and then like we don't have to deal with this
can
anymore.
You really do yeah. that on the sly
you
though?
Can't do that on the sly
so.
He's already working 80-hour weeks at one of the best law firms in the country like
so people would know
he's making the money a senior associate would make at one of the best law firms in New York
mm-hmm.
so he wouldn't have the time. B, he wouldn't learn anything. And C, he would just give people ammunition to actually
find
out something they he does not want them to find out.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, this would all be over if you just went there.
It would be worse.
It would probably, you're right, it would be worse. Now I think about it, I forgot that like he would have to use his real name and that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. So,
right.
Okay, so with my predictions, I forgot that it is a flashback episode, so they don't necessarily apply to this episode. But I do want to see Lewis apologize to Katrina or see something. I want to know if knowing that he wasn't the one to help her get a job means anything to him, if he's going to figure out, oh my gosh, like I kind of tossed her when I got strong-armed
yeah.
and then I can go back to her. And I wonder if Christina's going to react like, hey, you kind of left me in the dust, or is she going to be, look, I get it, or whatever. So mm-hmm. I always love them together. He has one friend. I need him to stay. I kind of don't want Lewis to lose his only friend, so I need
I
him to get back
she
together.
She was already gone.
I guess. I'm like, I need y'all to like rekindle or something or hang out or whatever. Yeah. You know, Zara's probably
down
the street.
I want some romance
you know.
To come back in with Lewis's life, too.
Okay. That would
the
be
same
nice.
Girl? The same girl?
No,
a different girl.
You know,
different girl.
Keeps him a little sane.
Yeah,
I'd like that too.
Yeah.
That like
any that man really who has a little romance gets sane. Let's be real.
I love it. Like Steve not responding.
I agree. That was
my
non-response.
That was your
response. Well, no, that was me thinking of you're a mess this week. It's like, that's why.
That's
no romance.
It's all clear.
Right.
You're making a lot of sense.
I figured it out. I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, with that said, you guys are amazing. Where can everyone find you and keep in touch with you throughout the week?
You guys can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at Nicole Brazier. I think it's right below me. And also follow me at Real TV Films on YouTube for Oscar Week. I'm covering a lot of red carpet events. Should be really fun.
Yay.
You guys can find me on all social media at The Fancy Hippie. And Steve?
You guys can find me at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. And I do a lot of after shows here at AfterBuzz TV, and I tweet about them. So if you're following me, you'll know.
Right. So cute. I love it. And you guys can check me out on Instagram and Twitter at One Take Stace. Also here on Wednesdays doing Blackish and Thursdays doing How to Get Away with Murder. Also make sure you tweet us, Facebook us, whatever you got to do to keep in touch throughout the week. And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Woo. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.